Vayter in Shasrim of a Kamadaf Nun. Hey, Pedamanun Dalam Bez Badabam, pray second the last line. Shal Rabbi Chanina ben Ogil S. Rabbi Chanichia Baraba, Mepne Mabadibus, Rishon Solonim Rabbi Tov. Why in the first Sadibus? We know it's twice in the Seres Sadibus we have in the Torah, in Yisro and Voschan. And why in the first one does it not have the word Tov? Abidibus Achronos. But in the second one, beep, turn the page. Nun, hey, Nemar Ben Tov, it has the word Tov. Where does it have the word Tov? It's talking about in the midst of Kibud Av Va'im, it says Rashi, Gabi Kibud Av Va'im, the Sivan Laman Yitav. It is the word Yitav over there means Tov. Amaloi says, Ad Shato Sholini, Laman Nebem Tov, Sholini Im Nebem Tov Im Lav. Until you ask me why it says good only in the last one, why ask me if it says it all together. Whatever exactly that means at the discussion in Mepharshim. Sheini Odea Im Nemar Bem Tov Im Lav. I don't know if it does, if it says that or it doesn't say that. Vaiter, Klachitz Rabbi Tanchum Ben Chaniloi, go to him. Shayrogel, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shahaya Baki Bagada. He's a Baki Bagada. Go ask him. He was, you know, by someone who's by a Baki. Alma Azalagabesi went on Malay. He said to me, Menu Lo Shamati. And Rabbi Tamchun said to him, he said, listen, I didn't hear anything about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ella, Kacham Elishmo bar Nachem Achi Imo Shabam Acha, by Rabbi Chanina. This is what I was told by this fellow. Varmela Avi Imo Shabam Achai, by Rabbi Chanina. Some say that it was the grandfather from his mother's side of Achabar of Chanina. Hov Sofan Lishtaber, since eventually they were going to break the Luchos Rishonos, therefore they didn't go ahead and write the word Tov over there. So that affected Gemar Vichisofan Lishtaber by Mahavi. So if it's going to break, who cares? What does it make a difference? Amravash, it says Chas Vishalom Paska Tov Misal Chalila that should be that Tov stops from Bnei Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Haro a test b'chalomo. Someone sees a lot of tests in his dreams. So yafalo, it's good for him. In fact, who says my timer? Ilay mishum d'chsiv tov. You want to say because we're tov starts with a lot of tests. Aim of it te siha b'tatei hashmeid. We know that the pasuk says in Yeshaya, and I will sweep it clear with a broom of destruction, which means it's a bad word. Chad test coming in. No, we're talking where it says only one test, and this says two tests in it. Ema tum asa b'shuleh, I believe a pasuk in Eicha, which says her impurity is on her hems, which seems to mean that that's a negative thing. It says, no, test base coming in. We're saying we see a test in a base. Ema tovu ba'aretz shareh. But we know the word, the letter test base also comes up in Eicha. That is, her gates have sunk into the earth. So let's explain why it was to see test is going to be good. Because since we know the letter test, it starts the word it's the first time it comes up, it's good. Rashi says test shiksuva risha batori nemar letova. The first time you find the letter test is in the word tova. Shemi bereshis advayar lukim. Esa'or, loksiv test, there is no letter test, until finally says the word tov, and therefore we know that you see letter test is going to be good. I'm Rabbi Shuban Levi. Haro hesped chalomo, someone who sees hesped in his dream. Rashi says, teva zu levada haruhu. All they see is this word hesped, not an actual hesped happening, but the word hesped. Chasu alam in Hashemayim, they're going to have mercy on him, and they're going to redeem him. Vahani mili b'ksava, this is only if it's actually b'ksava, if it is actually written out, but not if you see it, see an actual hesped. Next part of Mishnah, we said, V'chein chayav of kayotzeben. We see a chay, a wild animal, or an of a bird, is the same as a regular one. And this is talking about in reference to kilayim, that you're not going to mix these animals. Amar Shlokish, Khan Shana Rebbe, he taught the Tarnagol Tavasu Pasiomi, kilayim zebazeh, a chicken, a peacock, and a partridge. You actually see that in Rashi, he says that Pasiomi is minslov, shikorin, pure ditch, right? So the partridge, these are three different types of birds that they're all considered kilayim one to the next. You're not allowed to mate them. Says Gemara, pshita, obviously, why would you think not like that? I'm Rav Chaviva Mishum Derovu Ba'adadi, Derovu Ba'adi Adadi, because of the fact that they all chill together, they live together. Maybe you think they're all considered one min, Kamashon's Kamatay, not like that, and therefore it's going to be kilayim. Armer Shmuel, Avaz V'Avav, Avaz v'avaz abar kilayim zebazeh. A goose and a wild goose are considered kilayim one to the next. In fact, the Gemara, maskel v'rav v'bar chanan, my time, why would that be? Why would they be different? Ilay mishum d'hai arich koi v'hai zuter koi. If you want to say because one has a long beak, chartumos is Rashi, and one doesn't, one is a short one. Elomayata gamma parts of a gamma toya, but we know that there's different types of animals. There's a Persian camel and an Arabian camel. Rashi says aravi, an Arab camel. The high alim koi, the high ktin koi. This one has a neck that's very thick. The other one as well that's very thin. Rashi's savara of. then it was Dak. Hachinami Dav Kilaim Zeb Zeng. You say it's Kilaim one to the next. Alamra Abaye Zeb Beitzim Yibachutz, because the wild goose has his Beitzim on the outside. Rashi says Beitzim Yazachris Nikr Mavuz Abar Yibachutz on the outside. Zeb Beitzim Yibachutz, no one's on the inside. Therefore, the two different meaning. Rapapa Amar Hai Teuna Chada Beisa B'Shichla, that the Rapapa gives another pshat to understand what's going on over here, because he says when it comes to the female ones of the wild goose, they only Teuna Chada Beisa B'Shichla. It will only release one egg on its way to be fertilized. V'ha Teuna Kama Beisa B'Shichla, but the other one has many at the same time. I'm someone who goes and takes two different types of minim in the ocean, and they're marba them. You know, you bring one upon the other. That's mean of an isser of kilaim. My time, why would that be so? That even in the ocean, we learn a gezeir shav lemineu lineu from the abasha. Just like in the dry land, so too the ones that are in the sea. Under the sea as well, it's going to be the same thing. I came and asked a question. Let's say someone uses, he wants to take his wagon, and he's pulling his wagon along. Rashi says, Kesher Kron Le'ez V'dag. He ties his wagon to a goat. Maybe it's a sheep, I'm not sure. Anyway. To a sheep and to a goat and a fish. She put this type of fish. She says, "Vizet safalamai." One's on the water. Vizet moshe kibo al sfasayam. Everyone's walking along the riverbank. Ma, what's it in? Is that called kilaim? Me, kerbin and kerbin diisa lo nachis peyam. Since one doesn't go in the yam, bishubi lo slag lebasha doesn't come in the abasha. Lo klumu avin do any sort of problem. Odama hashda miyas koma anding. With me right now, the maise is he's bringing them to the other two things. It's an issur of kilaim working these two animals together. Maskal Ravina, because you're not allowed to use two animals to go bring pull a wagon or pull a plow or something. Maskal Ravina. Elmeyata Chibachito Sarbiyado. Let's say you have wheat and barley in your hands. Vizara Chita Ba'aretz, Vizara B'chutzaretz. Right on the board of Eretz Chutzaretz, you put one wheat, one barley. What's the din? Are you going to be over? Hacha Nami B'chayv. You want to see whether you're going to be chayv? Of course you're not going to be chayv. Says Rashi, Kilayim B'chutzaretz, Lo Naga, the mitzvah, Tali Ba'aretz. Bechol Chova Karka, Eino Yala Ba'aretz, Bin Torah. So of course that's not going to be a problem. So here too shouldn't be an issue. Amri, hachiyash, how can you compare the two? Hasam eretz makom chiyuva. There, it's whether the land itself is a place where there's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv. But chutzlar, it's lo makom chiyuva. Therefore, there's nothing to discuss over here. But hacha idiv idiv chiyuvu. Both of them here, whether it's the ocean or it's the land or in the sea, there's a chiyuv. Rashi says, "Amoya manik sfina bayam b'shnei dagim shel shnei minim chayev." That's going to be a problem. The hotar shidul minei l'minei miyabasha. So therefore, maybe it's a problem, and that we don't answer, but we end this perek with Hajjan Allah, Shor Shanoga Chesapara, oh, Mazda, for those who are finishing up the fifth perek, and let's do quickly, we said Hajjan Allah, let's go back to Mem Vav very quickly, and continue with the next perek, Shor Shanoga Chesapara, Veninsa Uba Besida, oh, beautiful, we are Yotze, Zok, the next perek, beginning the sixth perek of Beseches, Bavakama. Zok the Heilige Mishnah Hakoines, the sixth parak of Bavakama. Here we go. Hakoines on the deer. Someone goes and brings a sheep into the deer, into the pen. V'nol b'fanav karoi, and he locks it karoi fittingly. And then what happens? Yosef is he gets out and it goes and it damages Potter. The person's going to be Potter. Rashi says the Han Nacha may have a limavzik because he guarded it. What do you want him to do? Lo nol b'fanav karoi. If he didn't do it properly, Yosef Ezekiel goes out and damages. Chayiv going to be chayiv. Nifritu b'leil if it breaks out in the night. Don't shapar to list them or ganovim. Break it open, Yotzav Ezekiel, and it goes in and damages. Potter, what do you want? You did what you had to do. You're off the hook. Hotzi, list them, and they go and they brought it out, list them, and then they're going to be chayv. And Ichim Echam, let's say you left your animal in the sun. Rashi says, Mitzara la Shimsha, velo sagile ben ila koroi. It's not fitting just to lock it up properly. Dumakaminan begamara, the hainu delis, yichol lamad beruach metsuya. It's something which is able to hold up to a regular wind over there. What happens? You put it in the sun over there. Osha Maser Lechir Shotokan, you give it to Chir Shotokan. And then Vyatzva Zeke goes in and damages. Chayv, you're going to be chayv. You put it in the sun, what do you want? It's going to get out. Maser Leroe, you give it over to the shepherd. Nichsis Roe, Tachtav, the roe takes over the place of the owner, of the Baal. Nafal, the Gina Venen. Is if it goes into a Gina, into a field, and it goes and it gets on, no, and it gets enough from it. Rashi says, Baones, Migag. Baila samuch leginas chavero. Nafla. Yeah, it fell into this garden. And then she was getting a no over there. So it accidentally fell from the owner's roof into the neighbor's garden under it. Or what happened was it went from, which is a rabbim, which is higher than the guy that was over there. And then what's the damage? He has to pay that which he got enough from. That's just the fiyah nasa velo lefiyah zeka. Doesn't according to the mazik, the hezek that happened, but rather how much hana did he get now that he doesn't have to feed this animal anymore. So yardu b'kedakav zeka, if it went out in a normal fashion, and then it went ahead and damaged over them, then it pays what it actually damaged, which is end up being more. How did he go and pay what he was mazik? Shaman beisa ba'osa sada kam ha'isa yafa. We appraise how much a beisa, which we know we've seen in the past, 50 amma, I believe. We go and we evaluate how much it's worth before this happened. Kam ha'isa yafa, how much it's worth after it happens. So you don't go according to the actual stuff that he ate. Shimon Omer, what are you talking about? Achal peiros gemurim. If he ate gemurim, ripe stuff, Rashi says, kfar bishul kol tzarkan, then mishalem is peiros gemurim, he pays peiros gemurim, Rashi says, kol hezek, all the hezek. Hecha shamin and agav sada, hecha dadayin lo gemurim, only if it wasn't your finish, that's how you do it. Im sa saim, because according to how much actually damaged. Frek tek gemar, what's like the gemar? Tana rabbana, an ezu karoi vizu karoi. What does it mean when he says you lock the gate properly or not? That's delishi cholam rebuch matsuya, a door that's able to withstand the regular wind that comes by. That is considered roi, zeu karoi. And she'eni yichol alamud, if it's not able to go in the hand to a ruch matsuya, beruch matsuya, zeu shalokor, it's not proper. Not enough. Amar rabbi mani rapatish, man tana muad desagi le b'shmir b'chusa. Who is author of the Mishnah? Who is that says that a shmir p'chusa, which is what this is, when you do it just in the level where the is not where the wind won't get up, that's called a shmir p'chusa. It's like the smallest level of shmira. And who says that's going to work by a muad? Now, who said we're talking about a muad over here? Rashi comes in. He says that the mani masnis and damar tzon sheizika b'shein v'regel. Who dahayne muad b'tchila, so sagi, that's considered a muad even the first time it does it, if it's shein and regal. So how do we know that, who is this Tana? Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. We learned in the Mishnah, Kashu Ba'olav B'mosira. We saw some Mishnah earlier that if the owner tied it with its reins, V'nal Lefana B'karoi, if it locked up the gate karoi properly, then v'yotzvezik went on and it damaged. Echatam v'echad muad chayv. Whether it's a tam or it's muad, it's going to be chayv. Div Rabbi Meir, azay gezokt Rabbi Meir. He says you need a shmir ma'ula in both of those type of cases. Rabbi Huda Omer, he says no tam chayv. If it's a tam, then you're going to be chayv. Right? He says that if it's a shmir pechusa, that's not going to be good for a tam. Right, we learned that from the pasuk, right? Muad pater, but it's a muad, you're going to be pater. You're allowed to have less. And the pasuk says, "V'lo yishmeru ba'olav," and his bialim didn't go and guard it, didn't watch it. V'shamer hulzet, where this one actually was shamor, and this pasuk is talking about a muad, which means as long as he guards it, even if it's a pchusa. But the answer, Amir, no, ain't lo shmir el sakin. The only way to deal is by shechting it, because there's nothing to stop, so you have to shecht it. I feel the Rabbi Meir says, "Mishnah says, going no, give me our mishnah, Rabbi Meir." Because shiny shein regel, he's saying it's tickled by shein and regel, and shein and regel are different. The Torah miyata b'shmirusa, and the Torah itself was memayit at shmira by shein and regel. So that's where he would be maskim, even if shmir b'chusa is going to work. Where do we find it? Amr b'lez, if Amr lo b'masis and tana, arba devar matar miyata b'shmirusa, and the four things of the Torah allowed you to have a shmir b'chusa, a lesser type of shmira. Ve'elohein, bor, ve'esh, v'shein, v'regel. Those four. Bor, how do we find a bor? The Ksiv, as it says, v'chiyivtach ish bor, o v'chiyichrat ish bor, v'lo yichasenu, that the man uncovers a pit, or if he digs a pit and he doesn't cover it, then there's going to be a chiyiv. What does that tell you? Hakiso, pater, if he was b'chas, if he covered over, it's going to be pater. Rashi says, I feel part even a little bit. V'lo boy, add the time lay b'af, you don't have to go and fill it up, right, with dirt. H, the Ksiv, because it says, shalom yishalem ha-mavir z'beira, the one who kindled the fire, he has to go and he has to pay, add the abed kein mavir, which is telling us that he's not going to be chayav until he was the one who, like, kindled it, meaning he was being poshea. But if he was careful, even a little bit, then he's going to be pater. Shein, the Ksiv, shein, it says, b'ir b'stei acher, it says, it consumes in the field of someone else. Add the abed kein ubir, which means it's only going to be chayiv if he acted in a way that caused it to be just where he caused it to act in the way that the pasuk is saying, and it was beer, which means only if he was poshea. which is like somebody going and feeding from someone else's field. But if he's guarding a little bit, then it's off the hook. Regal the Savani, regal Vishilach, and he sends it forth. Ad Ovid came Vishilach until he doesn't aware that he is Poshe, that he's actually sending it forth. Now, Vitanya, we said the word Vishilach, he sends forth a beer and he consumes it. It's talking about regal and chain. How do we know that? Vitana Vishilach Zea Regal. Well, this is what Vishilach is talking about. Regal, Vichenu Omer, Mishalche Regal Ashor Vachamor. The sends forth the foot of the ox and the donkey. We saw this way back at the base. Ubir zeashen v'chinu omer kasher yivara galal al tuba until the tooth consumes it until it's totally done. Now, says the Gemara, Taima, the reason why the guy's going to be chayev for regel and shein is because the ovid kein v'shilach ubir. He acted away like he's sending it forth, right? He was being boshea. Hello, ovid lo. If he didn't do that, then not. So we see, even though Rabbi Meir says you have to have a shmira ma'ula in reference to Karen, maybe he's masked when it comes to regel and shein, that even p'chusa is going to be good enough. So give me him. Amarab, masmisa naimni daikar. Mishta even is implies such a thing to Katani Tzon. He uses the word Tzon, michti, hold on. Bashor Koskin Vasi, we've been dealing with the word shore all this Masechta, right? She says, Kula Pirkat Ashta. But the entire Masechta until now, we're dealing with shore. Nisti shore. So why did you say the word shore over here? Why is it we're starting off Hakonis Tzon? Why are you doing that? My shtar the Katani Tzon, La Misham the Tar Miyutta Bashor says, not because of the fact that it's Miyutta and Shmira. La Misham the Khan, Karen Lok Siva Bey, Shin Regal Hudikse Bey. Is it not because of the fact that over here by sheep, Karen is not written by it? Only Shein and Regel is written by it, and therefore we say it makes sense to say this is actually talking about Rebbeir, Shmir Pachusa. So the Gemara, Kamash Malon, the Shein and Regel, the Boadin, who, Shema Amina, okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Until next time, I'd like to wish all y'all a great, great day.